Oft, inspiration, with her lightning feet, a sudden messenger from the all-seeing tops, traversed the soundless corridors of his mind, bringing her rhythmic sense of hidden things. A music spoke, transcending mortal speech. As if from a golden phial of the all bliss, a joy of light, a joy of sudden sight, a rapture of the thrilled undying word poured into his heart as into an empty cup, a repetition of God's first delight, creating in a young and virgin time. In a brief moment caught, a little space, all knowledge packed into great wordless thoughts, lodged in the expectant stillness of his depths, a crystal of the ultimate absolute, a portion of the inexpressible truth revealed by silence to the silent soul. The intense creatrix in his stillness roared. Her power, fallen speechless, grew more intimate. She looked upon the seen and the unforeseen, unguessed domains she made her native field. All vision gathered into a single ray, as when the eyes stare at an invisible point, till through the intensity of one luminous spot, an apocalypse of a world of images enters into the kingdom of the seer. A great nude arm of splendor suddenly rose. It rent the gauze opaque of nescience. Her lifted fingers, keen, unthinkable tip, bared with a stab of flame the closed beyond. An eye awake in voiceless heights of trance. A mind plucking at the unimaginable, overleaping with a soul and perilous bound the high black wall hiding superconscience. She broke in with inspired speech for scythe and plundered the unknowable's vast estate. A gleaner of infinitesimal grains of truth, a sheaf binder of infinite experience, she pierced the guarded mysteries of world force, and her magic methods wrapped in a thousand veils. Or she gathered the lost secrets dropped by time in the dust and crannies of his mounting root, mid old forsaken dreams of hastening mind and buried remnants of forgotten space. A traveller between summit and abyss, she joined the distant ends, the viewless deeps, or streaked along the roads of heaven and hell, pursuing all knowledge like a questing hound. A reporter and scribe of hidden wisdom talk, her shining minutes of celestial speech passed through the masked office of the occult mind, transmitting, gave to prophet and to seer the inspired body of the mystic truth. A recorder of the inquiry of the gods, spokesman of the silent seeings of the supreme, she brought immortal words to mortal men. Above the reason's brilliant, slender curve, released like radiant air dimming a moon, broad spaces of a vision without line or limit swam into his spirit's ken. Oceans of being met his voyaging soul, calling to infinite discovery. Timeless domains of joy and absolute power stretched out, surrounded by the eternal hush. The ways that lead to endless happiness ran like dream smiles through meditating vasts. Disclosed, stood up in a gold moment's blaze, white sun steps in the pathless infinite. Along a naked curve in bornless self, the points that run through the closed heart of things shadowed the indeterminable line that carries the everlasting through the years. The magician order of the cosmic mind, coercing the freedom of infinity with the stark array of nature's symbol facts and life's incessant signals of event, transmuted chance recurrences into laws, a chaos of signs into a universe. Out of the rich wonders and the intricate whirls of the spirit's dance with matter as its mask, the balance of the world's design grew clear, its symmetry of self-arranged effects managed in the deep perspectives of the soul, and the realism of its elusive art, its logic of infinite intelligence, its magic of a changing eternity. A glimpse was caught of things forever unknown. The letters stood out of the unmoving word. In the immutable, nameless origin was seen emerging as from fathomless seas the trail of the ideas that made the world. And sown in the black earth of nature's trance, the seed of the spirit's blind and huge desire, from which the tree of cosmos was conceived, and spread its magic arms through a dream of space. Immense realities took on a shape. There looked out from the shadow of the unknown the bodiless namelessness that saw God born and tries to gain from the mortal's mind and soul a deathless body and a divine name. The immobile lips, the great surreal wings, the visage masked by superconscious sleep, the eyes with their closed lids that see all things, appeared of the architect who builds in trance. The original desire born in the void peered out. He saw the hope that never sleeps, the feet that run behind a fleeting fate, the ineffable meaning of the endless dream. Hardly for a moment glimpsed, viewless to mind, as if a torch held by a power of God, the radiant world of the everlasting truth glimmered like a faint star bordering the night. Above the golden overmind's shimmering ridge, even were caught as through a cunning veil, the smile of love that sanctions the long game, the calm indulgence and maternal breasts of wisdom suckling the child laughter of chance. Silence, the nurse of the Almighty's power, the omniscient hush, womb of the immortal Word, and of the timeless, the still brooding face, and the creative eye of eternity. The inspiring goddess entered a mortal's breast, made there her study of divining thought, and sanctuary of prophetic speech, and sat upon the tripod seat of mind. All was made wide above, all lit below. In darkness core, she dug out wells of light. On the undiscovered depths imposed a form, lent a vibrant cry to the unuttered vasts, and through great shoreless, voiceless, starless breaths bore earthward fragments of revealing thought hewn from the silence of the ineffable. A voice in the heart uttered the unspoken name. A dream of seeking thought, wandering through space, entered the invisible and forbidden house. The treasure was found of a supernal day. In the deep subconscient glowed her jewel lamp. Lifted, it showed the riches of the cave, where, by the miser traffickers of sense unused, guarded beneath night's dragon paws, in folds of velvet darkness draped, they sleep, whose priceless value could have saved the world. A darkness carrying mourning in its breast looked for the eternal, wide, returning gleam, waiting the advent of a larger ray and rescue of the lost herds of the sun. In a splendid extravagance of the waste of God, dropped carelessly in creation's spendthrift work, left in the shantiers of the bottomless world, and stolen by the robbers of the deep. The golden shekels of the eternal lie, hoarded from touch and view and thought's desire, locked in blind anters of the ignorant flood, lest men should find them and be even as gods. A vision lightened on the viewless heights, a wisdom illumined from the voiceless depths, a deeper interpretation greatened truth, a grand reversal of the night and day, all the world's values changed, heightening life's aim, a wiser word, a larger thought came in than what the slow labor of human mind can bring. A secret sense awoke that could perceive a presence and a greatness everywhere. The universe was not now this senseless whirl born round inert on an immense machine. It cast away its grandiose, lifeless front. A mechanism no more, or work of chance, but a living movement of the body of God. A spirit hid in forces and in forms was the spectator of the mobile scene. The beauty and the ceaseless miracle let in a glow of the unmanifest. The formless everlasting moved in it, seeking its own perfect form in souls and things. Life kept no more a dull and meaningless shape. In the struggle and upheaval of the world, he saw the labor of a Godhead's birth. A secret knowledge masked as ignorance. Fate covered with an unseen necessity, the game of chance of an omnipotent will. A glory and a rapture and a charm, the all-blissful sat unknown within the heart. Earth's pains were the ransom of its prisoned delight. A glad communion tinged the passing hours. The days were travelers on a destined road, the nights companions of his musing spirit. A heavenly impetus quickened all his breast, the trudge of time changed to a splendid march. the divine dwarf towered to unconquered worlds. Earth grew too narrow for his victory. Once only registering the heavy tread of a blind power on human littleness, life now became a sure approach to God, existence a divine experiment, and cosmos the soul's opportunity. The world was a conception and a birth of spirit in matter into living forms, and nature bore the immortal in her womb, that she might climb through him to eternal life. His being lay down in bright, immobile peace and bathed in wells of pure spiritual light. It wandered in wide fields of wisdom self, lit by the rays of an everlasting sun. Even his body, subtle self within, could raise the earthly parts towards higher things and feel on it the breath of heavenlier air. Already it journeyed towards divinity, upbuoyed upon winged winds of rapid joy, upheld to a light it could not always hold. It left mind's distance from the truth supreme, and lost life's incapacity for bliss. All now suppressed in us began to emerge.